In our Hazardous to Your Health series, we've heard about air pollution as an environmental justice issue for low-income and largely minority communities living near industrial pollution sources like chemical plants. And we know there are higher asthma rates among kids living near some polluters. Here's something else to think about. Long-term exposure to certain kinds of air pollution increases the risk of premature death in Americans over 65 years old. And that finding holds true even at levels of air pollution below national standards. Rebecca Williams has more.
These findings are from a study by the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Francesco Domenici is the study's principal investigator and a professor of biostatistics at Harvard. We reached her by Skype. Domenici says they focused on ozone and fine particulate matter. Those are tiny particles of pollution.
What we know is that these are very, very fine particles that can penetrate deep into the lungs and can cause and initiate all kinds of inflammation and affect cardiovascular disease as well as respiratory disease.
She and her team examined Medicare claims records for 60 million Americans over a 7-year period.
One of the important aspects of the study was to collect and link enormous amount of very granular data on exposure to pollution, which we were able to assess up to the zip code of residence of almost every U.S. citizen older than 65.
Domenici says they compared that information with socioeconomic status, health history, and behavioral risk factors. She says they found some people are more susceptible to health problems from air pollution than others.
People that have lower income, African-American, and also male have a much higher risk of death. Specifically among African-American, which was pretty surprising to us, so we found that the risk was 3 times as higher than the general population.
Domenici argues it's the government's responsibility to make sure we're cutting down on air pollution.
And how they can take action is to making sure that we are transitioning out from coal-fired power plants. We are regulating traffic. And pretty much all of the steps that we've been putting into place to combat climate change will immediately provide a benefit in terms of cleaning our air.
The study was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Rebecca Williams.